It's your favorite music review channel, man. Dead and Hip Hop 2016, another year. Make sure you go check out Patreon.com. Go to Patreon.com. We are going to give you exclusive stuff that you cannot get on the channel. Just today, we were live streaming our ass segment. We're not going to give you any specific ones, but if you are a Patreon, you'll get the notification and just watch us live. And if you can't get us live, you'll get a link. So make sure you go to Patreon.com. Make sure you check out all of the different subscription levels and see what you get for your money, man. And if not, just subscribe, man. Because we're going to still do this. I guess 2016 Dead and Hip Hop, first album review of the year, King Push, Darkest Before Dawn, The Prelude. So this is the second project of Pusha T that we're reviewing here on Dead and Hip Hop. And I'll put it to you like this. When we reviewed My Name Is My Name, I was already excited for the second album. I was excited for what Pusha has going on because I was not a fan of Wrath of Kain. I believe that was the last project before that last album. Not a fan of that one. Love My Name Is My Name. Didn't know what to expect with this. I'm like, okay, why are you dropping a prelude? Why are you giving me a little snippet before the album? Just give me the album. That's all I need. Thank you. Thank you for giving us this. Because this right here, I did not know what to expect. To me, great projects, from the moment that it comes on, it sets the stage. And that's exactly what he did with the intro. And he just called it intro. A lot of people, you know, they're naming it now and this, that. He went old school, intro. That's it. Mm-hmm. And that motherfucker's hard as hell. He got Timbaland produced that one, right, B?
I think it was Metro Boomin.
Metro Boomin did that one. Mm-hmm. He did Untouchable.
Retribution.
And Retribution. See, look, gotta get the beat guy. With that intro, man, so fucking hard. And you already know what Pusha is, man. This man's talking about pushing weight. He always has done that. And the thing I love about artists, like, once you know their lane, is how are they gonna recreate, you know what I'm saying, the message? How are they going to keep giving it to you in a different way? On Untouchable, when he said, y'all know I did it, Rodriguez. My God damn. The sports reference. And the fact that, you know, this nigga moving drugs. This nigga doing drugs. So I think that is so creative, so dope. Because you know what you're going to get from Pusha. He is a consistent artist. He's not going to stray too much this way. He's not going to go too much that way. You know what you're going to get. So how do you always keep that fresh and lively? And that's what he was able to do with this, man. MFTR with The Dream. When I saw that feature, I'm like, man, like, I never heard Dream, like, do something, like, quote-unquote, hard. Typically, the Dream feature is to soften something up, you know, to add some vocal. But Dream actually...
He did switch it up.
And, again, I didn't know what to expect, and that shit delivered. Crutches, Crosses, and Caskets was one of my favorites on here. But MPA, Money, Pussy, Alcohol. Goddamn. Another dope track, Kanye West, A$AP Rocky, and The Dream again. I didn't expect all of them guys to collab together on a track like that.
Yeah, but they didn't really collab. They just did like a hook.
But it didn't add to the track to you? Okay.
Well, I mean, it's not like you needed them.
It
looks good on the track.
I'll move on.
No, I feel you. I'm just.
Got them covered. Look, man, it's only goddamn 10 tracks. I'm not going to go through all of them. Got them covered is my favorite, though. Tim, look, has Pusha and Timbaland really worked before?
Is it like first time?
They need more. Mm-hmm. They need more. And if this is truly the... Like, I'll put it to you like this. If the album's supposed to be better than this, we're early for either album of the year or consideration, or it's going to be one of the best
jumping
albums.
Out there, huh?
I'm just saying, if it's he supposed to be better than this...
Hey,
I'll do it. Shit. Cause look,
I'll put it
out there. Cause if the album is supposed to be better than this, bro, this was like the album to me.
So you supposed to drop the album?
Is
this
supposed to be better than this?
Yeah,
it's supposed, like,
well, I'm just saying,
supposed to come out this year.
Yeah, if it's a prelude to something, then the album is supposed to, like, you're not supposed to give your best shit away first. The album's supposed to be better, isn't it?
Sometimes you can give somebody a hit to keep them coming back. Give him that free shit. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You got the plug.
You rapping a plug
twice? I don't think he has the topic. It would be nice if he did.
At least match.
But yeah, that's where I was going. Okay. At least he can match this, and I'll be happy. I'm, you know, pleasantly surprised by it. I mean, Pusha is an incredible artist anyway. But you know, I think it's one of those things where, you know, we're obviously late reviewing this because we, you know, did our annual holiday vacation, and this came out December 8th, right? 18th. Okay. So yeah, we shut down for the year. So, but you can't avoid people online talking about this project. Here we are a month later, and that's all you're thinking, fire, fire, fire. So, you know, it's one of those things where, oh man, here we go. You know, what am I going to hear when I listen to it? And that fucking intro, man, Metro Boomin, dog. Like, Metro Boomin be killing shit. But what I loved about this beat.
That what a time to be alive, right? I mean.
No, wait. Here. What I love about this beat is it didn't sound like all of that other trap shit that he's good at doing. You know, it was different. It was different. And that shows, you know, that he can, you know, show some versatility with him. But Pusha ate that shit up, man. And it really, like you said, Rav, it just set the tone for the album. And the only thing I was thinking about was like, just stick with this theme, this sound. Even when he went a little bit lighter with the song with the Dream, which was one of the singles, right? It still fit. Even though as an individual single, when I heard it, I was like, it's okay. You know, because somebody was like, yo, man, Pusha's singles that he put out, man, those shit was fire. I'm like, they all right. But when I listened to the whole album, it all fit in much, much more better than as individual tracks. And yeah, I was just listening to it. I was like, man, Pusha is talking that shit, man. And the other thing I like about it is that, and this is kind of a little bit outside of the album, but like if you go on Rap Genius and he's actually annotating some of the lyrics himself with this verified account, which I thought was dope. And it adds a little bit more to it because you have Pusha saying what it means, and then you have somebody else annotating it and basically saying the same thing, but it just sounds a little bit better when Pusha said it. So I thought that was dope. I don't go on Rap Genius like that, so other rappers may do that, but I think combining that with the release of this album as part of the package and the marketing behind it, I thought was really, really dope. But I'm going to just jump to it. You guys already know my favorite song on the album is Sunshine.
Really?
Pusha?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Not only Jill Scott, but the message and the meaning and the shit he was saying in that song was so, so fucking powerful, man. And it, to me, it was the perfect way to end the album because it ended the album with this. It was a little heavy, but it was shit that needed to be said. And with a guy like Pusha that's having all these people that's listening to him, you know, I thought that it was great that he took, you know, his place in hip hop, his position, and decided to speak on that. And he didn't dedicate a whole album to or anything like that, but he said, yo, like, this shit is fucked up, and I'm going to speak on it. And you know, we've talked about this before, and the album would have been dope even if he didn't do that, but for Pusha to actually speak on that and put it in a song and put it on this prelude, you know, man, salute to you, man. And that's what we're talking about when we're saying that, you know, you can speak on this, you can do it your way. That sealed the deal for me. That sealed the deal for me as a great fucking project.
Good cherry on top.
Man, that did it, man. Man, the lyrics, man, the stuff he was saying, man, was just like, it was so direct and to the point. You know, it was like something about they get fucking laptops and we get fucking detectors and shit like that, man. Yo, two verses, killed it. And Jill didn't even oversing. Jill was still kind of like real, like you could hear the pain in her voice. The way she approached
she
that vocally.
Yeah,
and it still fit the title of the album, the tone of the album. Like, it was perfect. It was a serious track that addressed a lot of serious issues. What did he say? He said the noose replaced by the badge. Push.
When I saw that this was going to be like a prequel to his album, I was worried. I can admit, I was a little worried. I'm like, oh man, are these like throwaway tracks? Is this some you know, something he just wanted to just throw in, and the fans gonna eat it up even though it's wagging. And I started seeing all the talk on Twitter. And y'all know how I am about the Twitter. I'm like, oh, Lord. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, this Twitter talk. But I can say I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome of this short, you know, prelude to the album King Push, man. Like, I got to start off with the intro. I think I repeat that shit like about maybe 6 or 7 times before I went to the second track. I was like, damn, I said, this dude pushed it. And you know, kind of like Clear Soul Forces, I think when we review Fab Five, I'm like, okay, you know, I want to hear them talk about something different. I love the spitterific stuff. I love the way they do. Same thing with Pusha T. I love him talking that drug shit, that cocaine shit, because he's been doing that. He's been spitting that pretty much his whole career. So I think, like, Cam, for him to do Sunshine was definitely a good, like, a switch of pace of kind of subject matter. Because, you know, as much as I love it, I'm like, okay, Pusha, we heard the cocaine talk a lot, you know, whatever. But he does it so well and everything in the production. I thought Timberland, I didn't really like Untouchable that much. I got him covered, though. Yeah, I didn't care. That's probably the only track I didn't really care for much is Untouchable. I didn't even care for Untouchable. That's the only track. Yeah.
Hard as hell, bro.
Yeah, that didn't do nothing for me, man. I think he released that as a single.
It was one of the singles.
Yeah, Untouchable. Yeah, and I was like, that's why I started getting worried. Because when I saw it was the prelude, I was like, ooh, man, don't tell me if it's gonna sound like this. But Untouchable is only Untouchable is the only track that I really didn't really care for. Just like you and Dream, I don't care for Dream. So when I saw that Dream feature, it was the third track after Untouchable. I was like, damn, that track was dope. I was like, okay, Dream. He surprised me because I definitely don't care for Dream. Every time I see a feature, I'd be like, oh man, here we go. But I love that track. That track was dope.
Damn.
No, I'm serious. Yeah,
what that do to you?
I mean, I don't care for the music, man. Okay, that's my life. A track that grew on me actually, and I didn't really like it at first, but it kind of grew on me a little bit, was Money Pussy Alcohol. At first, I was just like, all right, this is like all slow, and it just kind of messed up, you know. But after a while, you know, I'm like, Money Pussy Alcohol. It just kind of, I don't know. This shit kind
of
grew on
me. You know what it reminded me of? I don't know if you remember this, but remember the Fifth War Boys, Pussy Weed and Alcohol from back in the day? Yeah. Every time he says that even though it's really not similar, but just the acronym, it just always pops in my head and just kind of gets in the way of that song.
Yeah. At first, I didn't like it. I'm like, okay, this is another track I don't like. But it grew on me after a while. And Sunshine, Q-Tip track, FIFA. It seemed like with this album, I liked the way Pusha was kind of having like that. He kind of, because in the beginning of the intro, I don't know if you noticed that little Mexican Spanish dude. Mm-hmm. He had on Got It For Cheap on Hell Have No Fury in the beginning of that intro. So I like how he started the intro off like, kind of like you're going to make a decision. Either you're going to stick with this drug game or you're going to become, you know, an MC, you know, do this rap shit. So I feel like throughout this album, he always kind of had like a conflict of whether should I still stick with this dope game or go with this music shit. Because, you know, Untouchable, he talked about, you know, him being a president of good music. You know what I'm saying? Like how like more legit money is seems like the type of more stable money. Yeah, you know, and then him talking about the Alex Rodriguez, how he said, you know, yeah, you get you a ball player, you got that guaranteed baseball money like Derek Jeter, but everybody know I did it like, you know, dude, like Rodriguez. But yeah, overall, I like it. Only song I didn't even fuck with was Untouchable, so sorry, y'all. We're gonna agree to disagree. Shit.
Mike Sizzle.
That's new for 2016. Mike Sizzle. Oh, you got a hashtag. Hashtag that shit.
That is not sticking. No. Mike works just fine. The thing about it is, when this first came out, I thought this was the album. I didn't know it was a prelude until after I listened to it like 3 or 4 times.
Right.
And I was like, God damn, this dude pushes. He really came through. He made the album better than the last one. I really liked his last album. But when I found out this was the prelude for the album, I don't know if this gets me excited or scared. Because I'm like, how is he going to top this? Because this, in my opinion, this is, as much as I like My Name Is My Name, this is a lot better than that album. Like, I feel like, I mean, first off, he starts the album off by saying, leave your conscience at the door, which I thought was genius, because he's like, I'm about to talk about some fucked up shit for the next 30 minutes, so don't even try to come at me with no, you know. Every fucking track on here, it felt like Pusha carefully picked this beat and took his time to compose a track with this beat. So it's like, how is he gonna do this again but better? I'm not saying he can't. I'm just saying I would really love to see what he comes up with after this. But I can honestly say I can't remember the last album that came out where I didn't have a complaint. Mm. Not a single one. The only thing I have that's even close to a complaint was the fact that I was not really hot on the hook for MPA. It didn't do anything to the track. And after a while, it just kind of, I mean, I like the way the hook started off, the money pussy I call, you nigga pussy after all. But then after that, it was just like, I'm kind of over this. I'm over this hook. The beat was great. Pusha Rhyming was great. But I think I would have liked to maybe even hear ASAP Rocky do the hook by himself and then maybe have Kanye do a verse. I think that would have been a little bit better. Crutches, Crosses, Caskets. I thought that track was amazing. The concept of it was amazing. The way Pusha rhymed it was amazing. But I gotta say, Got 'Em Covered was probably my favorite track only because that goddamn beat. Timbaland. How is this dude still making beats like this? That beat is incredible. Like, that fucking beat alone makes this album amazing. That shit is so good. I don't know. I'm not really super familiar with Ab Liva.
Yeah, he was on Clip's first album. He's been rolling with them for a minute. Yeah. He was on Laura Willen. And okay. They've been on some of their mixtapes.
He was on My Name Is My Name too.
Was he?
Yeah, he was.
And that's not a disrespect. I just don't even remember him.
Yeah, he's been around for a minute.
His verse wasn't bad. I think it only bothered me after I heard Beanie Siegel. And I'm gonna tell you why, because Beanie Siegel fucking killed that song. His verse was dope as shit. And he had one of my favorite lines of the whole album where he said that shit about, you don't see a Brinks truck following a hearse. And his whole verse, I was like, all right, see, Ralph maybe was right. Beans just needs some good production behind him. My fault. I take that shit back. Beans was right. I thought that was him for some reason. Yes, maybe you're right. Maybe Beans just needs some good production. He will come out with something solid. Because that whole verse I thought was dope. He sounded mean. And the whole album was dark and menacing and just almost evil sounding. And Pusha just, he killed this whole album. He had so many great lines on this. Like, and again, My Name Is My Name was dope and it had great lines, but it looked like Pusha was trying a little bit harder to give you lines that's gonna stick with you. Like, I don't remember taking away that many just amazing lines, but this one, it was like the one about I speak to the trap lords and the niggas with the hands in the white like blackboards. I was like, damn, Pusha, really? Like, that's crazy. And the line he had about, you know, it's a shame when a platinum rapper's mama lives in squalor. Yeah. Like, he's really saying some dope shit. The L. Ron Hubbard of the cupboard. I'm like, damn. Like, there's so many dope lines on this album. Yeah. You don't want to know if you're own. Pusha, really, he's always done what I felt like he wanted to do. He's never changed. Mm-hmm. He's never softened down his. He doesn't really have a message, really. He's just talking about coke.
You're right.
But he's never really softened that down. He's never really watered it down or anything like that. And I think it's really cool that you have somebody that is in the mainstream eye that's really still making this gutter-ass hip-hop, but doing it on such a professional level that it doesn't sound like gutter hip-hop. It's just weird. Pushing is his own lane at this point, I feel like. And I'm not trying to, like, dick ride, as y'all say, but the dude, you gotta give him props, man. He gave you 30 minutes of fucking pure fire. Like, every song, every moment on this album was hands down, like, I wish this came out this year as opposed to last year, because, shit, if I had heard this last year, this would have snuck its way into my top 10. Or top 5, whatever the fuck we did. But yeah, I don't know what the fuck else to say. Pusha, goddamn, bro.
King Push. See, I'm not even going to call you Pusha T. I'm going to call you King Push. If you're watching, keep fucking with Timbaland. Keep fucking with Timbaland. Don't stop fucking with Pharrell and them. But keep fucking with... Fuck with Timbaland a little bit more. I've always been kind of like a fair-weathered fan. Like, I fuck with you, but not really kind of like that. But ever since My Name Is My Name, I was like, okay, I'm really fucking with you. And with this right here, bro, keep fucking with Timbaland. That's all I got to say.
Keep fucking with Timbaland, bro. Yeah, man, this was a great album, man, for real. And I loved it. 34 minutes of just heat. Love the intro and just love the rhyming and everything you were talking about, and the real shit you were talking about, you know, and that was dope, man. And I think you just, man, if you got more like this, then, you know, that album's gonna be fire when you drop it later this year, man. And just really, man, salute for Sunshine, man. That was an incredibly dope track, and you know, I'm glad that you spoke on that. You spoke on the things that's going on, because it affects all of us, and it was good to kind of, you know, hear a person, you know, in your place in hip hop, you know, with your stature and the people that the eyes is watching you and listening to you. It was good to hear you speak on that, man. So that was dope. So salute just for that, man. Shit, and that's it, man. I'm looking forward to the album. So. Keep doing your thing.
Don't matter what producer you mess with, pretty, in my opinion. I mean, you proved that you amazing MC no matter what beats you on. But yeah, this is a good way to get me interesting for your album. I mean, dropping a prelude like this, it's so dope, so good. It just makes me be like, okay, if this is just a little bit of taste, I can't wait to see what you're going to do with King Push. So, you know, keep being consistent. The consistent artist that you are. I've been a fan of you since Lord Willing, the Clips first album, and you know, you and your brother, and you doing well, being a solo artist. And congratulations on the president for good music as well. And I think that's about it. Yeah, looking forward to King Push, man. You got me. You got my ear for this new album now, man. You didn't throw me off. You know, with most artists be having prequels and they'd be bad and they'd be like, oh, it's just a prequel album. Like, no, this is. Fucking good ass. This is a good one, man. So I'm looking forward to King Push. Keep it up. Keep up the great work.
Fuck, I don't even know what else to say, man. Just this album's great. I can't wait to hear what you do with King Push, because I didn't even expect this to be this dope. But man, just yeah, you're stepping your rhyme game up. You're stepping your patterns up. Keep fucking making music like this. Don't water your shit down. Don't soften it up for no fucking body. Even though you are the president of good music. Keep making dope, dark fucking hip hop, because I fucking love it, man. Good job.